Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Governor Deval Patrick today is releasing what's described as the most comprehensive plan for integrating immigrants into Massachusetts. With the state's immigrant population estimated at almost 1 million people, the report contains 131 recommendations, including giving driver's licenses and in-state tuition rates to illegal immigrants and increasing funding for English language instruction. The governor's advisory council canvassed the state over the past year and worked on the report with the Massachusetts Office for Refugees and Immigrants. That's a government agency whose executive director, Richard Jacone, joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning, Deborah.
There are a lot of recommendations in this report. Would you say then it's more of a wish list than a to-do list, or how would you describe it?
I think I would describe this as perhaps the first time we have had such a comprehensive understanding of the diversity of our immigrant population in the state and all of the contributions and assets that they bring to Massachusetts, as well as a sort of a list of recommendations.
So paint a picture for us, would you, if you could, generally speaking, of the state's immigrant community.
We have a uniquely diverse immigrant population in Massachusetts. We are not dominated really by any one group of national origin or of language. We have a more highly educated immigrant population in Massachusetts than we see in other states that offer a greater range of skills and talents.
Hmm. As we mentioned, Richard, granting illegal immigrants in-state tuition rates and driver's licenses were two of the main recommendations in this report. And I'm wondering, there has been a suggestion that perhaps to move this agenda forward and allow some of those things to happen, that you divide the immigrant community up into illegal and undocumented immigrants and legal documented immigrants. What do you think of that proposal?
It fails to sort of recognize that most of the immigrants who are here in the state are here legally. They are paying taxes. They are contributing every day in ways great and small to our Commonwealth, whether it's, you know, rooting for somebody on the Boston Red Sox or, you know, buying a coffee at our Dunkin' Donuts. Our immigrant population is interacting with us every day. So to try to divide our immigrants between those who are here legally and illegally, I think in some ways misses the greater sort of opportunity that we have as a Commonwealth.
One of the main recommendations was English language instruction. And I'm wondering, in a tight budget time like this, how do programs like this get funding? It's my understanding there's a huge wait list already for English language instruction of some 17,000 people, I believe. How and why should the state go forward with this right now?
Our immigrant population very much wants to learn English and wants to have a greater command of the English language so that they can go about their daily lives in a more efficient and effective way. Even though this current climate may make it difficult to make those kinds of investments immediately, the hope is that some of these recommendations can be implemented at little or no cost just by simply changing a policy or a practice at an agency. Some will require some investment, and those can be done over time.
The Governor's Advisory Council made these recommendations after a series of public hearings over the past year, and one immigrant advocate told the Boston Globe that the panel did not hear from many immigrant and religious leaders. What's your response to that?
I would say that that individual missed an opportunity to come and to share with us in all of the hundreds of people who attended these public meetings that we held across the state. It was remarkable, the turnout that we had. We worked very closely with community-based organizations in all of the communities that we visited.
Do you think that Governor Patrick, has he indicated at all that he's going to go to bat for these recommendations?
I think he's already been clear on many of these recommendations where he stands. And I think he also may sort of see that some of these recommendations may not necessarily be able to be implemented in the current fiscal climate, but I think he also appreciates the comprehensiveness of this kind of a report.
Mm. The governor's had these recommendations since July. Why did it take until now to release this report, and then what does he do with this from here?
We wanted to make sure that we had enough time to be able to look carefully at them and to be able to decide what should be the appropriate response, and I think the idea of forming this working group that will bring together experts from different branches of state government to really look at these recommendations and identify which ones can be implemented points to the seriousness with which the governor and the administration has taken these 130 recommendations.
So basically this working group will now take the recommendations and determine if legislation will be drafted based upon them.
In some cases, there may be legislation. In some cases, there may be changes in policies that are required at some of these state agencies. And in some cases, they could be simply just a better training and education and awareness for managers or state frontline service workers. There really is an incredible variety of approaches and strategies that are offered through these recommendations.
All right. Richard Chacon, Executive Director of the Massachusetts Office for Refugees and Immigrants. The agency helped compile a new report on immigrants in Massachusetts, which Governor Patrick releases later today. Richard, thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.